Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you, those that work so hard for money, and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love with those you love. But guys, it's not just about getting rich. Most importantly, as a Rippler, as a money Rippler, it's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to bless more lives. That is exactly why I'm here today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for allowing me to express my ripple effect through you, especially as you take this into action, apply this in your life, and your lives change. This is exactly why the show exists. It's for you. And guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And again, thank you again for sharing this with others. It is so awesome. Hey, quick reminder, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our YouTube channels, not just the Money Ripples page, but the Money Ripples podcast page if you're doing YouTube. Or if you listen to this on iTunes right now or on some other audio platform, please go to iTunes. Rate, review us. Love to hear from you guys. This is the only way we can make a bigger impact. I can't do it without you. So please take 60 seconds, just a minute of your time, if you would invest that and invest that back here. It would be so awesome if you would do that for us. So thank you so much.
Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com.
All right, guys. So I want to talk today about a concept that came from a client, actually one of our current clients, in a situation where, you know, cash flow is a little bit tight. And so you know who you are because you already got this recording ahead of time. But a shout out to this client, because I'm so grateful that she has a situation to prove this point that I've learned over the years, that the mortgage interest rate isn't all what it seems. And I get it, because this woman has the same, actually has a little bit higher interest rate than even I have on my own first mortgage. Yet, this is the very debate I make myself. So the question is this, is right now interest rates undoubtedly are higher. You probably have a mortgage that's lower than the current interest rate. Does it make sense to refinance or not? That is the big question. When I was a financial advisor, it was always never, right? If this were the situation, we'd say, no way, why would that ever make sense? However, as time went on, I realized that there's more elements in here besides interest rates. One, you got to understand that even if you had a 3% mortgage rate and now they're double that, double sounds amazingly high. But when you think about it from a simple interest standpoint, double is not that big of a deal. So let me show an example. Let me just show you right now. Like if you had a 3% mortgage for $240,000, it's a $1,000 a month payment. Now the payment, of course, makes a difference, but 3% interest on a 30-year mortgage, $240,000, just over $1,000 a month. Now the total interest that you end up paying over that period of time. So you'll see the total interest right here, $124,000. So many people look to say, my goodness, I'm paying half of this in interest. Same thing here too. If you raise it to 6%, watch what happens. The interest goes from 124 to 278, even more than double. You might say, Chris, would it even make a sense to refinance? Especially where lately, you might be getting closer to like 6.25, depending on the rates, whatever. That's almost $300,000 for a $240,000 mortgage. When I was a mortgage broker, I used to teach people this was bad. So guys, I would show them this thing right here. I'd say $292,000. You're paying more than double what this balance is. So if you want to stick it back to the bank, pay this off first. Pay it off as fast as possible. Guys, that is exactly what the bank wants me to do. Does the bank really want to pay off their debt? Now, even with all the bank failures going on, even the banks that are strong, the ones that haven't been taking a lot of risks, the thing they know is that they're creating what's called arbitrage. They know they can borrow money from you at debt and be able to turn around and make a higher interest rate than what they borrowed at. So for example, when they borrow money from you, they've taken it from your savings account, your CDs, money markets. They're using that money specifically to create leverage. So let's just say you have a 5-year CD that you're getting paid. Let's just say right now it's 3.5%. However, they can turn around a loan on a car loan right now at about 6.25%, 6.5% based on my current credit union's interest rates. You might just say, oh, that's just double. Well, no, they know the compounding effect. They know what that does. Even on the simple interest side, they know they're making more money because it costs them no money. None of their own money. They're just paying you interest, but they're making more. So it's the same thing here. If you knew that you could take that money, that what would normally have been $124,000 of interest you would have to pay over 30 years to a bank savings account at 3%, you wouldn't like that so much, right? I'll put that back again. Put that 3% on here. $124,000 that you have to pay over 30 years. That's expensive money, especially if somebody's keeping that money in there, but you don't care. Why? Because they're paying you payments on that money. Now, they're paying your money back, interest and principal, so you're getting that money back anyways. And again, you're using other people's money, not even your own. But if you turn around, you did loan that out at, say, 6.25%, you made almost $300,000. So your net gain out of that total is roughly in the ballpark of about $170,000 that you made for free, essentially out of none of your own money. Now, some people call it infinite return. I wouldn't exactly call it that. I would call it instead of an infinite return, even though that's technically true because it's not your money. I would actually even just say, what's the real profit here? Well, my profit's more than double because if I invest $124,000 to make $292,000, I'm going to say that's a good win, wouldn't you? That's exactly the concept we're looking here today is, can you create arbitrage with it? What is it you can create? And ultimately, really, it comes down to for you is, what does it do for your monthly income? Okay, so let me use the example of Mrs. S, right? This is one of her clients here. Her first mortgage, she has a $64,000 balance. She's getting closer to paying off. She's about, actually, I put 8.5 years left. I miscalculated. It's actually 10 years left that she has on this mortgage here. So she has 10 years left, even at 2.875%. The $890 a month does include escrow. So even when I do apples to apples, I'm including that escrow, the taxes and insurance payment onto here as well. Her second mortgage is at 7%. Plus, it's variable based on the feds. This is what's making her stressed. Despite that, of course, they're making her pay 1% a month. So $44,000 balance means she pays $440 a month. Also, 10 years left of this loan. So essentially, what will happen in 10 years, if she just keeps going the path that she's going, she will have a free and clear home, saving herself $1,147 a month because she'll still pay taxes and insurance. That's the total. So $1,147 a month. That is the number to beat ultimately in 10 years. So do we refinance or not? This is where it comes back to you as a steward, right? We talk about what are you able to do with the money? If you're a gambler or spender, don't even watch the rest of this. Please stay away, okay? Because you're going to ruin this anyways. This is specific for people that know how to be wise stewards with their money, how to use this better. Now, she's hired us specifically because we help her strategize and help her do things like this, help find more money. By the way, we found other money that in total with this, we're finding over about $15,000 a year, but we're taking this money and ideally we're investing it. Now, she can invest this in a lot of different places. I'm going to use an example of her just buying a free and outright, free and clear property first. We're going to use that as an example. What happens then? Now, I took a very specific property. It actually had about $1,000 a month. It was a little over $1,000. I rounded down. I put it $1,000 a month net gain. That's after they pay the property manager and everything. Now, the cool thing is that she's able to get that $120,000. The payment is only $400 more a month, $400 more a month. So her payment only went up $400 a month, despite it going to a 6.375% mortgage. We locked the rate. We locked the first and second into 6.375, much higher than her 2.875, right? It's also people will say, wait, this puts me back. I'm going back 30 years. This woman, she does the math here. She's like, I'm going to be well beyond retired age when this mortgage would finally get paid off. Well, that's not our goal here. Our goal is, of course, to get you in the best cash flow position possible, the healthiest financial position to essentially do what the bank has been doing to you for years, yet you haven't done it. The reason the banks have done it well is because they know how to be wise stewards of their money. Most banks, as we know. You can't trust those banks always, but the ones that aren't taking unnecessary risks, they're doing the usual banking business that they've done for hundreds of years. That's exactly what they're doing here. So her net gain is $600 a month. So already, just by refinancing this mortgage and by investing that $120,000, she now has a $600 net gain. Her cash flow position right now, real life, is better. So that's a huge, huge benefit right there. Now, in total, what's that going to do in 10 years? Her total cash flow with all the rents and everything, and we're increasing rents only by 3%. The average has been between 4% and 5% over many years. We're just putting it at 3%. I'm trying to play devil's advocate against this point here. Cash flow is $153,000 total with appreciation. And I only put that at 3% appreciation on this property. That's it. I didn't put a huge amount of appreciation. Very, very conservative. Some of you guys saw 20-30% in a year. So sometimes you get 1 or 2 years that could do all the appreciation and have a flat market the rest of the time and still hit this. Again, no guarantees. but it's not too far-fetched. Okay, so total appreciation is $194,000, almost $195,000. Now, here's what's great. That $195,000, her mortgage balance, by the way, is $200,000. So what happens is that based on just equity and cash flow and everything else, she's about the same position. But here's what's really important. That rent right there, $1,344 a month. Remember, that's $200 more a month. Let's go back. $1,147 is what she would have freed up by paying off her mortgages free and clear. Here, she has a $200 a month net gain. Really, it only takes a few years before she has a net gain there. So now she's in a healthier position. She could sell off this property and just pay off her mortgage and be fine, be in the same position as before. But now the nice thing is she's got cash flow coming in better than just hitting zero. This is the problem. All the Dave Ramsey fans get you to the point of trying to pay off your mortgages, pay off everything, and then you're at zero. You don't have positive cash flow. You don't have passive income. You just simply have nothing. No payment, period. But you still have to live. You still have expenses in your life beyond payments. That's the important thing to remember. Now, she buys this with leverage, completely different scenario here. All right. And I even put this at just a 20% per year conservative gain. That's including appreciation, because there's a multiplier effect when you only put 20% down on a property. There's massive appreciation because you get more. This includes cash flow, which cash flows are, depending on the property, between 5 and 10% right now, cash on cash. Not great. Appreciation helps, of course. And also, if you buy it with a mortgage, you also have renters paying down your balance for you. So you're gaining equity even if the property doesn't appreciate. So between those two things happening, you actually get, and again, I'm saying this is conservative, but if I say 20%, some of you guys will think it's too good to be true. Guys, I've shared examples, you know, with different properties I've had, right? I've had properties I've had for 5 years that have done on the ROI of my down payment. It's done over 300%. Okay. So to say that you can't get a 20% per year gain is kind of foolish, right? In many cases, it could be 30 to 40% per year, depending on the cash flows. Again, I try to be conservative, play devil's advocate. 20% per year, if you include appreciation and equity buildup from them paying down your mortgage balance, from you gaining that equity as the difference between the balance of the mortgage and the equity gain, that's what you get. So that's where the $700,000 of gains comes from. Most likely you would be selling and refinancing. Either way, you would probably have somewhere in the ballpark between about $5,000 and $6,000 a month of cash flows right there. $5,000, $6,000 a month. That's even healthier than just $1,344 because you get that appreciation, those equity gains that you get when you buy it with leverage. Nothing's guaranteed, of course. Heck, even if you cut that in half, what if we just cut that in half? $350,000 is still way better than where she was before. She would have now in the six figures more money after 10 years than just having a paid off mortgage. Even better than that, even if this was 10%, let me show you this. Time out. Okay, so let's say she just put this into a fund. She puts this into a fund, $120,000. Interest is 10% and she just compounds it annually. After 10 years, that's still $311,000. Now, there's plenty of funds and investments that are out there paying this, sometimes more, but even at 10% here, you know, we've even got funds that we've talked about on the show that have paid that kind of return or better. Again, no guarantees, right? Anything can happen. There's always risk. And I'm not saying that this is the case, but 10% for our clients is kind of like the baseline average of what they look at. Think of this. 10% compounding on $120,000 gets you to $311,000. Remember, her mortgage balance after 10 years was supposed to be zero. She just paid it normally. But her mortgage balance could be about $200,000 after 10 years, even at the 6.375% interest rate. That means she now nets $100,000, really $111,000 more than she would have had anyways. So guys, it always comes back to cash flow. It always comes back to this full circle. What's it ultimately going to do? What's your real profit? What's your real gain? That's what we're always looking to do, right? Is what's that real gain? So yeah, it's about creating that arbitrage. It's about following the same rules the banks have been doing on you the whole time, but it's been the banks that have taught you for years that you shouldn't do this. Why? Because they love having your money locked up so then they can play with your money and do whatever they want. Why not turn the tables around and be the bank yourself? Notice I'm not even talking about infinite banking. I'm not even talking about taking the money, rolling it through this. This is purely just cash, just dealing with cash, doing the same thing to the bank where now you become the one that you create arbitrage. You're the one that creates a spread, making more. And when that compounds over time, guys, you can't beat it. So if I'm going to use equity, and by the way, when you pull out equity from your house, I recommend you do put into real assets, something that is asset backed like real estate. When people are really feeling scared about that, I might just say, listen, go just do what I did in that example. Put into a property, put into equity in something else, because at least it goes from equity to equity, like to like. Put it in somewhere else. If it's coming out of your own house, Great. Put it into something else that has equity, but now pays you cash flow. It pays you profits. It doesn't mean that anything's risk-free. It doesn't mean that there won't be bumps and bruises along the way. Heck, I even had a client who bought a duplex and he was complaining after a couple of years because he said, Chris, I haven't been making money. I would have been better off in a 12% fund. And then we looked at the equity gain he got from appreciation. Even though he did have some positive cash flow from that, he had some negative experiences because HOA fees went up. By the way, I'm not a big fan of HOA fees, just so you know. Tip to you. HOA fees went up beyond what they were predicting. It killed into some of his cash flows. He still made a net profit, but he also made a $60,000 equity gain, which actually would have beat that 12% fund that he was trying to do. Guys, that's the thing, is that there can be hiccups and things along the way. You might have cash flow restricted. You might have a situation where there's not appreciation gain for a few years. That's very possible even in today's current environment. I wouldn't bank on appreciation. Bank on cash flow. Make sure that there's a spread. So if you're going to use this strategy, and this is the warning, if you're going to use this mortgage strategy to cash out, you've got to run the numbers. This is why we run these numbers with our clients, to help them see this. Run the numbers, because you need to have a positive net gain. You got to be able to service that debt payment. You got to be able to, that extra $400 a month, she needs to make at least $400 a month of cash flow. Is that possible? 120 grand? Absolutely. And of course, like I said, if you buy the real assets that actually appreciate with inflation, which is always a big concern, and I think that's still going to be a concern into the future, that is a good thing for you, because you have a real asset that you've used that money. The truth is, your home is going to appreciate whether you have a mortgage or not. That's going to appreciate regardless. If you can get that equity out that's earning 0%, doing nothing for you, but it's just dead equity sitting there, giving the bank less risk as you pay down your mortgage while increasing your risk because your equity is trapped in there, get that money into your control, use it, and deploy it in a way that gives you more financial freedom right now. And I can guarantee this woman, she wants financial freedom, and she doesn't want it to be a 20-year thing. She's like, hey, tell me, in 10 years, could I be financially free? Well, the answer is this, maybe, possibly. Even if we did nothing else other than this one strategy, like I said, for buying certain properties and there's that equity gain, that even gives her an extra $5,000, $6,000 a month of cash flow, passive income. Mrs. S, I'll let you decide. You decide what you think. Is it going to help you feel more free if you have an extra $5,000 or $6,000 a month? You tell me. That choice is always up to us. But I will tell you, it's a much more happy time than just paying off the mortgage saying, now I have no payment, but now I'm at zero. I'm not anywhere close to having any income to get me out of the rat race. That is where it needs to be focused. That's why cash flow creates freedom, because cash flow creates more options in your life, and more options is what gives you more freedom, because you have the ability to choose what you're going to do with your life. You can maneuver, you can weather bad storms and everybody else is suffering. You're the one that actually is able to play it safe, because you're able to get that money out of prison and use it to your advantage. Guys, if you have any questions on this, or if you want to know how that might work in your situation, you can always reach out to us at moneyripples.com. But if anything, this video is specifically for our client, Mrs. S. I hope this is valuable for you. I hope this gives you an insight of why this, even though it more than doubles your interest rate, can still make sense. And there's other situations where it wouldn't. But in this one specifically, this is kind of a no-brainer. This one is free money, infinite rate of return off of your cash, because you put no cash into it, yet you net $600 a month. That is pretty incredible. So anyways, guys, that's my message to you. That's leverage. That's what banks do. You just do the same thing to create freedom for yourself in your life today. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.